WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Heather Curtis. The second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump could end today.
Senators could vote this afternoon on whether former President Trump is guilty or not guilty of inciting an insurrection.
This attack, as we said, didn't come from one random speech, and it didn't happen by accident.
Texas Democrat Joaquin Castro and House managers are trying to link Trump's refusal to accept election results to the Capitol breach as Congress certified the Electoral College. A link former President Trump's attorney Michael Van Der Veen says,
the suggestion is patently absurd on its face.
Both sides are expected to make their closing statements today. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Another good weekend to stay home. Roads in the D.C. metro area could be pretty slick. A winter weather advisory is in effect until 7 tomorrow morning. National Weather Service meteorologist Austin Manfield.
We do have a chance for mostly a freezing rain event. We could see some light flurries mixed in early on before we kind of switch over to mostly freezing rain.
He says that's all starting in the next few hours and will continue into early tomorrow morning as temperatures stay below freezing. Manfield says to expect a coating of ice on some roads. Despite the weather, the mass vaccine site at Six Flags America will be giving shots today for people who already have appointments. If you can't make it today, you can get the shot March 2nd. In Prince William County, the vaccine clinic at Beacon Hall on the Manassas campus of George Mason University has been canceled. If you had an appointment there, it's been automatically rescheduled for the same time on Tuesday at the Manassas Mall. If you're looking to get the COVID-19 vaccine in Virginia, CVS is now an option, but it may be a long shot. The pharmacy chain gave out its first shots yesterday, according to Virginia's vaccine coordinator, Dr. Danny Avula.
They continue to open up new appointments on a rolling basis for those who are 65 and over across the state. So 65 and over, about 26,000 new doses per week.
If you pre-register with the state, that does not put you on a wait list for CVS. It's a separate system. You won't be able to pre-register for a vaccine with your local health department this weekend. With the exception of Fairfax County, those systems have been taken down as Virginia prepares to launch a statewide pre-registration system Tuesday. Maryland shoppers can get a tax-free deal on certain appliances this weekend.
It's the forgiveness of the state's 6% sales tax on February 13th, 14th, and 15th.
On Energy Star appliances, says Maryland Comptroller Peter Francio.
We used to spend all of our money on restaurants and flying to visit our grandkids. That's all stopped. And people are spending money on big items. They have money built up in their bank accounts.
So you save the 6% sales tax on qualifying appliances for your home and help the environment. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
WMAL Sports, the Wizards fell to the Knicks 109-91. The Wizards played without Bradley Beal. Coach Scott Brooks said Beal wasn't injured, just resting ahead of a busy few weeks. Traffic and weather next.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for New Look Home Design. You know what's coming this time of year, the snow and shoveling it. You slip, you fall on your rear. You got to try to get your kids out of bed so they go do the shoveling instead of you, because what else is the point of having kids? It's difficult. But getting a new roof doesn't have to be. With Patrick Fingles and his expert team at New Look Home Design, they make getting a new roof easy, even in the winter. All you need to do is pick the new roof color that you want. It's that easy. Here's how else New Look makes roofing easy. They offer both virtual or on-site appointments with same-day estimates. They provide a special winter installation process to assure your shingles are sealed and tight, and your roof will be replaced in just a single day, even in the winter. No delays. Over 40,000 homeowners have trusted New Look, including me. So what are you waiting for? Save 50% on all roofing materials, plus qualified applicants can get 0% financing till 2022. Call 800-279-5300, 800-279-5300, newlookhomedesign.com.
I have been fed, that's a fact.
I have been fed, that's a fact.
My credit card purchases get me cash back.
My credit card purchases get me cash back.
No one else gets these rewards.
Sergeant, that is just plain untrue.
What in tarnation?
Sir, PenFed's PowerCash Rewards Card isn't just for military members. Anyone can get cash back on all purchases.
Ah, figgins! You've ruined my favorite song.
PenFed Credit Union. Visit PenFed.org/PowerCash. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Thinking of selling your home and want to save thousands of dollars in commission? You have to hear about this new program that will save you thousands. Hi, Vince and Mary here, and our friends Debbie, Sarah, and the Reynolds team with Keller Williams Realty have just launched their new COVID-19 seller relief package, where the buyer pays all the commission and you pay zero commission to sell your home.
That's right. You pay zero commission and the buyer pays it all. Right now, Debbie and Sarah have thousands of buyers in their system that will gladly pay the commission so you can sell your home with full service while netting more in your pocket. Just this week, the Groves family in Loudoun County were about to list with another agent. They spoke with the Reynolds team and the Groves ended up saving $27,000 in commissions.
The Reynolds team is running this program for a limited time. Call them today, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
The Virginia Lottery has a makeover in store for you. In stores, one only Ty Pennington saw coming.
Ready to see your new Cash 5, Virginia? Then move that car, the one you're currently driving, to a local lottery retailer. Because we gave Cash 5 a daily jackpot and added Easy Match. So for a buck more, you can win up to $500 instantly.
You heard it from Ty Pennington, the new Cash 5 with Easy Match. Odds of winning jackpot 1 in 750,000. Odds of winning the Easy Match top prize 1 in 84,000.
WMAL traffic, here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Woodbridge, watch out for some accident activity now on the Prince William Parkway near Wellington Road, right at Liberia Avenue, so use caution there. In Germantown, a crash is being reported on Clopper Road near Matane Road, so also use extra caution traveling through that area. On the outer loop at Georgia Avenue, there was some road work in the left lane. Looks like that might have been picked up and no delays through the area, but you could find the lane closures in place once again as they do work throughout the morning. On the outer loop at the off-ramp to westbound 66, there is a long-term work zone there, and that is affecting the right lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Stormwatch 7 is on weather alert again today for an ice storm across the DMV. Light freezing rain and possibly sleet is expected south this morning. And while we may see some dry breaks, the system will nudge north this afternoon and evening. Temperatures will stay at or below 32 and hold relatively steady tonight. Valentine's Day Sunday looks dry but cloudy and just a touch warmer with highs near 40. I'm ABC7 meteorologist Rachel Kay with the Stormwatch 7 weather team.
I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM, WMAL. Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. It's hour two. We are joined by John Gizzi, the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
In a story that was overshadowed on Friday by the wall-to-wall coverage of the impeachment trial, Nikki Haley, the former governor of South Carolina, former U.N. ambassador, a key leading Republican, made the following comments about President Trump. Quote, "We need to acknowledge he let us down. He went down a path he shouldn't have, and we shouldn't have followed him, and we shouldn't have listened to him, and we can't let that ever happen again." The words of Nikki Haley. What does that mean for the future of Nikki Haley and the future of the Republican Party?
Well, if I can sum it up in one word, crapshoot for Nikki Haley, the former governor and ambassador who was a Trump loyalist at the beginning of his administration, said not a harsh word about him in her best-selling book, and had been prepared to run for president, now finds herself emerging or trying to emerge as the leader of the anti-Trump Republicans. Clearly, she is basing her comments on the fact that there will be a backlash, one way or another, against the president's actions, or what are said to be his actions, on January the 6th, and on the impeachment trial, which is about to draw to a close. It's a crapshoot because Republicans up to this point who have broken with the president have paid dearly. Look at Liz Cheney in Wyoming, who has two primary challengers and has been censured in 11 of the 23 counties in the cowboy state. Look at Adam Kinzinger from Illinois. He's enjoying a talk show feast, but On the other hand, he faces primary opposition, as do the eight other Republicans who voted for impeachment of President Trump. Nikki Haley is going to face probably repudiation from many on the right within the Republican Party who looked at her as at least a good presidential nominee or vice presidential nominee in 2024. I might add that Adam Kinzinger, no friend of Donald Trump's, in fact a never-Trumper, called her nothing short of a hypocrite, saying her criticism was coming very late regarding the 45th president. My guess is that for now, Nikki Haley didn't gain from this, and she probably is going to be happy that her remarks were overshadowed by the impeachment trial. We'll find out.
Well, between Kinzinger, Haley, and some of the other Republicans' children, let's get the food fight over sooner than later, please. Well, we spent some time this morning with Jim Trusty talking about the legal aspects of the impeachment trial. Let's talk about the political side of it, John. What could happen when the vote is taken?
Well, when the vote is taken, it could well be that there is a majority to find the former president guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, and then there has to be a discussion of what happens next. It takes 67 votes, two-thirds of the Senate, to actually complete the impeachment process and remove someone from office. Now, of course, the president has already left office. Whether he can be judged and punished as ex-president is a tall order. If 67 votes are there, then the next step would be what the Democrats want the most, an up or down vote, and it takes just a majority in both houses to bar him from ever holding office again. I said that's a tall order, and some Democrats are beginning to see. They are not going to get anywhere near the 67 votes they need. Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia has begun discussion censuring Donald Trump and then adding an amendment that cites the 14th Amendment barring anyone from office who participates or encourages an insurrection against the United States. Now, again, that would almost surely be tested in court as to whether it's constitutional to bar anyone for office who was not convicted in the full court of the United States Senate with two-thirds of the vote. What this means is that in the end, when it's all said and done and the gavel comes down, we'll be hearing about this for weeks afterward.
I think most folks have seen some of the ads from the Lincoln Project. They have the image of Abraham Lincoln at the end of the commercial. And these ads have been some of the meanest and most divisive ads during the campaign against President Trump. The ads have continued post-election, targeting Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, Lindsey Graham, among others. John, there's been a lot of turmoil at the Lincoln Project, and Friday evening there was yet another development. Steve Schmidt, co-founder of the Lincoln Project, announcing Friday night that he was resigning from the group's board. So there's been a lot of exit doors opening at the Lincoln Project, and it sounds like there's going to be a lot of turmoil in the weeks to come.
Where do we start? Steve Schmidt, who was a John McCain campaign aide and one of the top advisors to Mitt Romney in 2012, resigned. He has suffered embarrassment because another head honcho at the Lincoln Project, John Weaver, revealed that he had lived a double life for many years, that he had sexually harassed several young men, all the while being a married man and father. And apparently his history of this behavior is quite long. It was very embarrassing to the Lincoln Project and to co-founder Schmidt, who was a friend of John Weaver's. It was just too much to carry on. Now, the Lincoln Project itself will carry on, and anyone who said anything nice about Donald Trump is going to be in its sights. I vividly recall how they launched salvos against sitting Republican senators last fall who had been appearing with the president and voicing support. They are going to do so again. One other thing that comes up, and this should not be uncommon or scandalous in this business because it happens so often. So many of the political consultants, among them Messrs. Weaver and Schmidt, who produced those commercials you mentioned for the Lincoln Project, were themselves becoming quite rich in the process. Lincoln Project raised just under $100 million, and a good chunk of that went to the fees that normally go to the people who place the commercials after making them. That's where the money is in this business. Is it illegal? No, not at all. It's the way business is done. It doesn't look good.
Well, the New York Times reported that six former staffers sent an open letter to the group demanding to be released from non-disclosure agreements so that they could provide information that, quote, would aid the press, public, and our donors in answering questions relevant to the public interest, end of quote. In addition, the Associated Press reported that more than $50 million of the $90 million that the group had raised has gone to firms controlled by the group's leaders. So if you made a donation to the Lincoln Project, how does that make you feel this morning? A lot of talk already about the 2022 Senate and congressional races, and we have yet another Republican seat opening up. Not a surprise, but yet the announcement was just made.
One of the worst-kept secrets around Washington and Montgomery, Alabama, was that Senator Richard Shelby was going to retire. And sure enough, last week, Alabama's longest-serving senator, and I vividly remember his first election in 1986 as a Democrat, he announced he was stepping down at the age of 86. Now, he was elected as a Democrat, and today the Republican primary in Alabama is tantamount to election. Three of the prominently mentioned candidates to succeed Senator Shelby are all close friends and supporters of former President Donald Trump. Congressman Mo Brooks, who has been charged in the event of January 6th by the liberal press, and he says, as long as the fake news and Democratic socialists keep talking about me, my name ID will go up. Also, Cliff Sims, former Trump White House aide, author of a book that led to his firing by the former president, and then he was forgiven and came back as deputy director of intelligence. And the former U.S. ambassador to Slovenia, Linda Blanchard, a multimillionaire philanthropist from Montgomery. There's an abundance of riches for the Trump team in the Yellowhammer state of Alabama.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. As always, John, we really appreciate the perspectives. Have a great holiday weekend.
Look forward to it. As my former colleague, the late Helen Thomas, used to say, the news never takes a holiday.
7:18, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Cheryl Atkinson's next, but first, Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Getting a report of a crash now on the outer loop of the Beltway just past 450 Annapolis Road. That's exit 20A. That is affecting the right lane and the right shoulder, so do use caution there. On the outer loop of the Beltway at Georgia Avenue, you may still find that work zone in the left lane, not causing delays. And also watch out for accident activity in Virginia in Woodbridge on the Prince William Parkway right near Wellington Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
A winter weather advisory and ice storm warning are in place for central and southern parts of the DMV all day today. Ice storm warnings are fairly rare and indicate a high confidence of freezing rain with accumulation around a quarter of an inch. The icy precipitation will be on and off with most widespread activity in the afternoon and evening. We may start off slick again tomorrow, but highs around 40 will allow for melting before our next wintry mix arrives Monday. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Rachel Kay with the Stormwatch 7 weather team.
28 degrees in the nation's capital, 7:19 on the Saturday morning update on WMAL. It's the holiday weekend on WMAL, the Saturday morning update for Valentine's Day and President's Day weekend. And it's great to be joined by Cheryl Atkinson. She hosts Full Measure. That's tomorrow morning at 10 on ABC7. She is also the author of Slanted, her latest book, How the News Media Taught Us to Love Censorship and Hate Journalism. Cheryl, good morning. It's always great to have you with us.
Good morning and happy Valentine's weekend.
And you've got a story tomorrow that I thought would be very interesting to look at. It involves the president's energy policies. And we've seen a lot of pushback from the unions. You look specifically at two key energy states.
Yes, so Scott Thuman, who does pieces for me from time to time, incredible reporter, we asked him to go to Texas and New Mexico because obviously our energy policy is being turned upside down, for better or for worse, depending on where you sit. It's totally changing. And as you know, we became, by some measures, energy independent under President Trump for the first time in 3 or 4 decades, meaning we were exporting more oil and gas than we were importing. Now, you know, this is a different emphasis with the Biden administration. They have paused new leases on federal land. This greatly impacts some states where they do a lot of drilling on federal land. And Scott basically, you know, he found near panic in some of these states where the economy so heavily rely on the oil and gas industry. On the other hand, of course, if you think that more focus needs to go instead on climate change and renewable energy, which is policy under the Biden administration, then you think this is all good, and we cover that side of the story too. But Scott's going to break it all down for us on Sunday.
You know, the suicide of veterans through PTSD and other of the effects of being in combat, a tragic story that we've followed for many years. But I guess a more positive note, you've got a story on a treatment that you really wouldn't expect would avert potential suicide.
Well, I'll tell you, Lisa Fletcher covered this for a sort of a tactical game of sorts that is an exercise for veterans because, you know, there's a special problem with vets committing suicide. And this is an idea, a way, sort of a therapy for some of them that they have found really helps them. And it has to do with, as Lisa will tell us Sunday, getting them to run toward the sound of gunfire. And I'll just sort of leave it at that. But this is proven, according to some, very helpful, very therapeutic. And I think it's a really good, fascinating, and a feel-good story.
It's been probably 20 years or so ago that in the D.C. area, Virginia and D.C. were making efforts to attract Hollywood to do films and film production in the Washington area. And that's now spreading around the country, and you do a story on that on Full Measure tomorrow.
Well, this was a lot of fun. I headed out to Montana because Montana, like some states, has a special initiative to try to attract Hollywood dollars. I call it searching for the stars. They have a series of tax incentives, and they are attracting a lot of movies in Montana. I visited the set of two films, one of them a Demi Moore film coming up called Please Baby Please, being filmed in beautiful downtown Butte, Montana, at a historic hotel. And also this little western set, it looks like a whole town in the middle of nowhere in Montana, and it's actually a movie set. They're filming Murder at Emigrant Gulch right now. And, of course, Yellowstone, the TV production, just moved all of its production there to Montana. Well, you would think this is all a good idea because it's clean, you know, it's clean money and jobs. But the idea is not without controversy. So we'll cover that side of the story, too. But beautiful scenics. I mean, it was just bitter cold when I was there and snowy and gorgeous in the mountains. So it's a feast for the eyes beyond the subject of the story.
Well, those stories are on Full Measure. That's tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, ABC7. And at CherylAtkinson.com, you've got a really interesting podcast, and I think it's really important right now with COVID-19 because you talk about safety questions, and what about people who've already had coronavirus and when it comes to vaccines?
Well, I did an investigation into this, published in Epoch Times, also, yes, on the podcast, the Cheryl Atkinson podcast. And it talks about the emerging science. This is, again, the vaccine can be, you know, a wonderful thing for the right person and the right people. The CDC says it's a very individual decision and calculus at this point. But there are two things they're looking at. First of all, the impact of the vaccine on frail people. You may know in Norway, they examined something like 13 of the deaths that happened right after vaccination. And yes, The people who died were all old and chronically ill by and large to begin with, but that's who the vaccine is being given to. And Norway concluded that the side effects you get from these RNA vaccines, the ones that we have out now, that young, fit people can handle these side effects, but when you're old and sick, that those side effects, according to scientists in Norway, may have contributed to the deaths of these people that can't handle it. So that's something CDC is looking at, although they say there's no cause for concern here in the U.S. yet. They're looking at it. And they're also looking at the impact of people who've already had coronavirus, whether they know it or not. When they get these RNA vaccines, the first dose, they're having apparently more side effects or more severe side effects or more frequent side effects. And there are studies coming out about that. CDC is looking at that as well, although they're still recommending that people who've had coronavirus, even though they're considered immune for a period of time, CDC is still recommending they get the shot. But a lot of things to keep an eye on, and I really try to do a deep dive into that in my podcast.
The link is on the homepage at CherylAtkison.com. As always, Cheryl, thank you, and have a wonderful holiday weekend.
You too. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. 7:25, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Coming up in the next half hour, we're going to talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland. Stick around with us.
The best in internet and entertainment is here, and it's all powered by Xfinity for one unbelievable value. Introducing breakthrough Wi-Fi speed, now faster than a gig. That's right, not just internet speed, Wi-Fi speed. And that's enough to handle every device in the house and then some. And with Xfinity X1, you get access to live TV and top streaming apps with our award-winning voice remote. Faster internet, better entertainment. It's really that simple. So what are you waiting for? Upgrade your whole home experience today with Xfinity.
Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for $54.99 a month. And get a speed upgrade included, all for 12 months. Or until March 15th, ask how to get even more with a free upgrade to gig speed for a year. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay and 3/21/21. Restrictions apply. New Choice Double Play, 200 megabits per second customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV fee extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed. Gig offer limited to standard plus more with 2-year agreement and compatible XFi gateway.
Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should too. University of Maryland Global Campus, formerly University of Maryland University College, was made to serve the military and working adults like you. Today, we continue that tradition by offering frequent start dates so you can get started with convenient online learning that fits your schedule, by recognizing your accomplishments with credits you can earn for what you know, by providing no-cost online resources replacing most textbooks because a college education can fit your budget too, and with no SAT or GRE required for most programs. University of Maryland Global Campus, made for you. Learn the latest skills to get moving and get ahead. Earn an undergraduate or graduate degree or certificate from the university that's been a pioneer in online learning for over 20 years. Classes start February 17th. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Hi, this is Greg Smith of the Wise Investor Group. For over 20 years, we've taken important steps to ensure we remain ready to meet the investment and wealth management needs of our clients. We expect the financial markets to remain uncertain until more is known about the virus and its full impact on the global economy. We'll be keeping you informed in the weeks ahead as the situation continues to unfold. You'll find updates, including commentary from our market experts at thewiseinvestorgroup.com.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Customers at New Look know that getting a new roof is easy. Could be how easy it is to set an appointment, or the 3D visualizer of their new roof. Or maybe it's the line-by-line pricing so you know exactly what you're paying for. But if it's none of those reasons, maybe it's the pricing. New Look brings new meaning to the words volume discount. We install one roof every hour, so that means buying power. And we pass those savings on to our customers. There's no better time than winter. Manufacturers need to move inventory, and they know that we're the ones to do it. Right now, we're getting roofing shingles for half of what they will be in spring, and that means huge savings for customers. And if that wasn't enough, qualify for no interest, no payment financing until 2022. Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. While we can't make everything easy, we can make roofing easy.
Stay with us throughout the day on WMAL. We'll have updates on the ice storm in the area. The 7:30 news is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL. A Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Heather Curtis. A big vote expected this afternoon in the Senate on whether President Donald Trump incited the Capitol riots yesterday.
Attorneys for former President Trump played several video montages showing Democrats using fiery political rhetoric.
But we're fighting back.
What we've got to do is fight in Congress, fight in the courts, fight in the streets, fight online, fight at the ballot box.
Evidence Bruce Castor says of hypocrisy in an impeachment charge designed only to embarrass the 45th president. Some Republican senators have asked about a tweet Trump wrote criticizing then-Vice President Pence even during the Capitol riot, a point impeachment managers say suggested support for rioters. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Not a good day to be on the roads. A winter weather advisory is in effect until 7 tomorrow morning in the D.C. metro area. Freezing rain could cause a thin layer of ice to form on roads across our region, says National Weather Service meteorologist Austin Manfield.
It definitely caused some travel disruptions with the possibility for slick roads.
He says freezing rain with light flurries will start in the next few hours and continue through early tomorrow morning. Frustration and disappointment for some Montgomery County residents who were turned away at two county health department vaccine sites Thursday. County Executive Mark Elrich is apologizing for the confusion. He says some people thought walk-ins were allowed. They're not. WMAL Sports, the Wizards fell to the Knicks. Traffic and weather next.
What's keeping you up at night? Hi, I'm Abe Abish, founder of Abish Financial Services. If questions about retirement are causing you to lose sleep, connect with us at retirementkeyradio.com.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. While stuck at home these past months, you've probably noticed many things you've wanted to change for years. Are you tired of your old kitchen or bathroom? Is there enough storage space? Do you need a home office workspace? Do the kids need their own space to school remotely? Well, Cabinet Discounters can help. You can get started right now on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, where you'll find hundreds of great ideas in the photo galleries of projects we've actually done. And download our free planning guide to help you get started. When you're ready, call or visit one of our 7 showrooms for a free consultation with an experienced designer. You'll create a project that's uniquely yours and that fits your budget. Call now for a free consultation or go to CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check it out at CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our President's Day weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus, special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding Corp is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-NUMBER-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT, as in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. And Equal Opportunity Lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for information.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of UFC, is putting you in the center of this weekend's title fight. Pick either main event fighter to land a punch during UFC 258, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 100-1 odds. Just bet $1 on either fighter to land a punch, and if that happens, you'll cash $100. There's no better way to put your MMA knowledge to the test than to put your money where your mouth is with DraftKings Sportsbook. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code DCWINS when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if either main event fighter lands a punch on Saturday. That's code DCWINS for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Virginia only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Customers at New Look know that getting a new roof is easy. Could be how easy it is to set an appointment, or the 3D visualizer of their new roof. Or maybe it's the line-by-line pricing so you know exactly what you're paying for. But if it's none of those reasons, maybe it's the pricing. New Look brings new meaning to the words volume discount. We install one roof every hour, so that means buying power. And we pass those savings on to our customers. There's no better time than winter. Manufacturers need to move inventory, and they know that we're the ones to do it. Right now, we're getting roofing shingles for half of what they will be in spring, and that means huge savings for customers. And if that wasn't enough, qualify for no interest, no payment financing until 2022. Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. While we can't make everything easy, we can make roofing easy.
WMAL traffic, here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the outer loop of the Beltway after 450 Annapolis Road, there is some accident activity on the left shoulder, so use caution there. In Bowie, watch out for a crash westbound on 50 near 301. One lane is blocked there. And in Woodbridge, still some accident activity on the Prince William Parkway near Wellington Road, so be careful on that area. So far, though, in Virginia, no problems on 95 from Dale City in towards Springfield. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Another weekend, another winter weather alert. Today, freezing rain and sleet are the primary concerns, with anywhere from a light glaze north to over a quarter of an inch south. Temperatures all day will stay at or below freezing, and any melting will be brief. Expect the slick precip to go on and off all day, with the heaviest and most widespread icing in the afternoon and evening hours. Dry but cloudy and cool tomorrow, with highs around 40. I'm ABC7 meteorologist Rachel Kay with the Stormwatch 7 weather team.
I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
.7:37 Saturday morning update for Valentine's and President's Day weekends. Good to have you with us, and it's good to have Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer join us. He is the author of Operation Dark Heart and the host of the Thought to Action podcast at the London Center for Policy Research. He's also the president there. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Always great to join you.
Thank you. On Friday, the Biden administration announced plans for tens of thousands of people who are seeking asylum and have been forced to wait in Mexico under the Trump-era policy. Well, Biden allowing them into the U.S. while their cases wind through the immigration courts. The first wave, an estimated 25,000 asylum seekers. Your thoughts on the president's policy versus the former president's policy?
Well, the idea of the former president was to first off work with DOD, State Department, DHS to stop the caravans, which largely stopped. And this was a comprehensive effort. I know for a fact that members of the Pentagon were actually working very, very hard on this. So that stopped a great deal of the illegal crossings of the border. Secondly, was the asylum in place, was pushing people back, making sure that you have the ability to essentially file for status that would grant you some level of right to come into the United States as a political asylum seeker, but it would leave you wherever you're at in a Latin American country. And it's worked, again, very well. So the Biden administration's now decided, well, you know, we don't care. We're simply going to end the program little by little. It's going to be like the boiling frog. You're not going to see it all at once. But they're going to now bring in, you know, tens of thousands of people. I think the last figure, as you mentioned, is about 25, into the United States for them to now seek asylum here. It'll result in what it did last time with the Obama administration. People will come into the country. They will never show up for their court hearings, and you will see illegal immigration resume. And the other thing that's already starting to happen, we're seeing the numbers at the border show up significantly larger than they were during the Trump administration. That is to say that basically the perception in Latin America is America's open for illegal aliens again. Come on down. And that's what we're seeing. So I forecast within 2 months we're going to see failures based on these policy changes, and we're going to see a massive overwhelming of the border again. And this does not make America safer. It does not help refugees who seek asylum. This simply is going to overwhelm the system, and it's going to result in the same problems we had in the Obama years.
I want to turn to the president's impeachment trial and the situation being a lot of questions being asked, and the answers aren't coming yet, as to why there was not more security in place at the Capitol because of the advance warnings that we had from the FBI right. and other law enforcement agencies. What are you hearing on that?
So to reinforce that point, Rick, you know, New York Police, NYPD, counterterrorism, FBI, and just, I guess, the gut instinct of the Capitol Hill police chief said, hey, we need more resources. And they were denied, he was denied those resources, even though they were made available. Why? We've got to answer that question. When you have intelligence professionals warning, when you have law enforcement professionals asking, there is something not right about that. And I just encourage the audience to go out and look at the media today. I was just looking at the New York Times narrative of the how they are saying, without any support, that the brand of violence President Trump put forward is different than the brand of violence the Democrats had put forth up until this attack. And rhetoric is rhetoric, and yet they're trying to criminalize a president's rhetoric with no basis, and somehow the previous Democrat violence is okay. It really didn't mean anything. But you combine that narrative with something happening to open the gates. I don't want to sound conspiratorial, but facts are facts, and facts are not the friends of the Democrats in this case, because again, there was clear indication that something was needed to be dealt with, just out of an abundance of caution, if nothing else. So that's something where I think all are going to need to continue to demand answers. Why did the police stand down? Why did people get into the Capitol? And why did no one actually do what they were supposed to that day of the event, the 6th of January, to stop these folks before they got close to the building? So, it's a mystery that I think a lot of folks suspect what the answer is.
Also, I wanted to talk to you about the Keystone Pipeline. We've heard a lot about the impact on jobs, but what about the impact on national security?
So one of the things that people have been ignoring is, where does the oil go? If it doesn't come down through the central United States to places that can be either refined or further moved and exported, where does it go? Well, the Canadians are going to sell that oil no matter what. And the one country which, from the information I've looked at, the analysis we've done, the one country which benefits most from the canceling the XL pipeline is China. Now, China is obviously very hungry for energy. They have a huge economy. They depend on large amounts of external sources for oil, the Middle East primarily, but the Canadians will be forced, if nothing else, to sell more of the crude to them. And so by canceling this pipeline, by not bringing the oil into the United States for purposes of our use and the use of Latin American countries and others, it's going to go to China. So again, there's been a pattern of Biden opening up to China in ways which have nothing to do with commerce, but everything to do with lowering our ability to slow their growth relating to what I believe is going to be the next strategic challenge from China. So it's not good. And all the excuses they've given so far are not holding water. It's not, they didn't cancel because of the ecological reasons. It's not a hazard. It doesn't make any economic sense. So we have to, again, ask why would you cancel something that benefits the United States regarding jobs and actually gives us a larger access to strategic resources our economy needs? So it's, again, a big issue that needs to be looked at is why did the Biden administration promptly cancel that project?
Long holiday weekend, Tony. What have you got on the podcast if people want to check it out at londoncenter.org?
Well, China, you know, there we go. Gordon Chang and I have been doing a number of things. Another thing that we did this last week, which we encourage people to go look at, is something a bit that's new, my friend, Representative Scott Perry from Pennsylvania put forth, called the Empower Our Girls Act, which is actually examining how to make laws that protect young women from certain abuses that they suffer in certain religions. There's something called FMG, female genital mutilation. Scott Perry is putting together a bill that will make it illegal for that practice in the United States, which has actually happened. And the idea here is to protect women, young kids, children, from this horrific practice that some religions practice in the United States.
Thank you, Tony. You have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
KT McFarland coming up next, but first, a check of the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
On the outer loop of the Beltway and Greenbelt, after the Good Luck Road overpass, there is an accident. It is confined to the shoulder, so just watch out for a brief delay there. Earlier incident on the outer loop at 450 all cleared away, and on the outer loop at George Avenue, looks like that road work is cleared as well. But on the outer loop at the off-ramp to go westbound on 66, watch out for ramp restrictions. That ramp is narrowed to one lane in that long-term work zone. You will still find accident activity on the John Hanson Highway westbound near 301 in Bowie. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Stormwatch 7 is on weather alert again today for an ice storm across the DMV. Light freezing rain and possibly sleet is expected south this morning. And while we may see some dry breaks, the system will nudge north this afternoon and evening. Temperatures will stay at or below 32 and hold relatively steady tonight. Valentine's Day Sunday looks dry but cloudy and just a touch warmer with highs near 40. I'm ABC7 meteorologist Rachel Kay with the Stormwatch 7 weather team.
28 degrees, 746 on the Saturday morning update on WMAL.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Register for free today.
Join us online for our virtual presentation on adrenal fatigue and thyroid function on Wednesday, February 24th at 7 p.m. Register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
Join Caring for Others and the Roselle Center for Healing for Have a Heart 2021. This donation drive benefits our local food bank, Food for Others. Now through February 28th, please make a $99 donation to Caring for Others. And in exchange, the Roselle Center for Healing will offer you your choice of a new patient chiropractic or acupuncture evaluation, valued at $225. Donate at cfocharity.org or call 703-698-7117 to donate today.
Thank you for being with us on the Saturday morning update, holiday weekend, President's Day, and Valentine's Day. And we are joined by KT McFarland, President Trump's first Deputy National Security Advisor, the author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. Make a great read over the holiday weekend. KT, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, CNN reporting this morning that President Biden is, quote, anxious to see if Republicans, quote, stand up in the impeachment trial. We saw the presentation of the Democratic prosecution. We saw the president's defense team yesterday, the former president's defense team rebuttal. And your overall impressions of the impeachment trial in the Senate?
I always try to take the bigger picture
not just the specifics of what's happening today. Here's the bigger picture. The world is looking at this. It's a political show trial. And to the rest of the world, it looks like, oh, one political party going after another political party, one president going after his predecessor. And it only serves to give the example to the world that American democracy is finished. It's dysfunctional. I mean, the Chinese are going all around the world saying, look at America. They can't govern anymore. They're in debt. They're dysfunctional. They can't elect presidents. Democracy doesn't work. Follow our example. And they're getting a lot of traction around the world. And then the message it sends to the American people is, you know, a pox on all their houses. This trial has, you know, nobody's changed their minds on any of this. The Democrats have their case. Trump has his case. All it really does is take that division and that divide and make it deeper. If Joe Biden really wanted to heal the nation, the healing the nation is not to tell the 72 million people who voted for Donald Trump, okay, you guys, you were all wrong. Come over to our side. Then we'll be united. Do you heal the nation by putting this behind us? I would pardon Trump. There was nothing that would infuriate President Trump more than being pardoned because he doesn't think he committed a crime. Pardon him. Let the country move on with things because we've got an awful lot of stuff that's happening while we're all distracted by the scandal du jour. And that's the fact that we're spending ourselves into oblivion. The pandemic is a rollout in many states has been a disaster, and the media is even more discredited now. I was reading a poll the other day about, you know, who are the most despised people and distrusted people in America. The group that gets the least favorable analysis, in other words, the most distrusted group in America today, is Congress, and it is shortly followed by the media. That doesn't make for a great democracy.
I want to turn to the story out of New York. I'll take the New York Post headline. Cuomo aide Melissa DeRosa admits they hid nursing home data so that feds wouldn't find out. COVID-19 deaths in New York nursing homes were 50% higher than claimed initially. And she went and apologized privately to Democratic lawmakers for withholding the state's nursing home death toll from COVID-19, telling them we froze out of fear the true numbers would be used against us by federal prosecutors. You've been in New York. You've been in Florida, a real contrast. But your thoughts when you heard that about your governor?
My initial thought was, what happened to the families of those thousands of people who died? Where's the apology to them? Again, there's a reason that the American people don't trust politicians anymore, and that's because they're corrupt, and they're inhuman almost, to the point of, oh, it's terrible because the spin isn't good. I mean, I spend half my time in Florida, half my time in New York. In Florida, Governor DeSantis, he gets all the negative press. You'd think he's just doing a terrible job, but he's doing an extraordinary job. I mean, if you want to get a COVID test, a rapid COVID test in Florida, you drive about a mile down the road. There are testing sites all over the state. You drive in, give them a cell phone number so that they can text you your result. You show them some form of identification. You don't have to pay. You don't have to be a Florida resident. You don't have to be over 65. You just drive in. You have about a 3 or 4 minute wait. You get your test. They put the little, you know, thing up your nostril, the little Q-tip up your nostril. Doesn't even hurt that much. And before you've driven out of the parking lot, you've got your COVID test. You want to get a shot. You want to get a vaccine. Okay, 20%, I forget what the percentage of Florida over the age of 65 is, but it's a really significant percent, largest percentage of any state in the country. You enter a pool. You go online, or you call up. You put your name on a list. A couple of weeks later or a week later, you get your appointment, you show up, it's very well organized, you don't have to get out of your car, you get a jab on your sleeve, you roll up, they say, okay, we'll see you in 3 weeks, and you're done. You want to know what happens in New York when you want to get a COVID test? Well, you probably have to find some doctor who will give you one. It'll probably cost you a lot of money to get it, and you're not going to get a rapid test. You're going to get a test that comes back to you 2 or 3 or 4 days later, and maybe you'll find out then what's happened. You want to get a vaccine? Well, just basically forget about it. I mean, I live in, you know, New York City and Long Island where we live. If you want to get a vaccine, you either have to know somebody, bribe somebody, or I guess wait and hope you don't die before July, because every notification I've gotten and anybody I know has gotten from their medical providers is, we'll let you, don't call us, we'll call you if we think that you're eligible and we have a shot for you. So Cuomo gets all the great press, gets an Emmy, he's going to run for president, and yet what did he do to the people of his state? He knowingly and willingly put them in harm's way, tens of thousands of people died, and then he covered it up and they were all in on it. Shame on them all.
We played a clip earlier this morning from a New York City councilman who is a Democrat who's highly critical of Governor Cuomo. We've seen quotes from other Democrats in New York about the COVID cover-up. You're no stranger to New York politics. Do you think that this will affect his political future, or will he get past this?
It's over. It's over for him, because the big donors that would have promoted him to run for president, they're not going to be there. I mean, some of them even have relatives who were suffered in this. I think his political future outside of New York is over, and my guess is his political future in New York is over. I think it would be a really interesting time to see a different kind of Republican run for governor of New York and win, because New York is, you know, do you want to know something? In Florida, there's a meme that goes around Florida, and it's the real estate broker of the year. And guess who it is? Real estate broker of the year in Florida? Andrew Cuomo. Because 1,000 people a day are leaving New York to go to Florida.
That's,
I mean,
a good one.
It's like the gold rush in Florida to try to move as quickly as you can to Florida and get out of New York. And who do we have to thank for that? Andrew Cuomo. Taxes are going to go through the roof. Services are going to go down. New York City is ungovernable now. You know, the sort of iconic office buildings in Midtown Manhattan that have been empty for months, they're now going to be, the proposal is to turn them into low-income housing. Renters in New York, apartment building renters in New York, they're offering people 3 or 4 months of free rent if you'll possibly take a reduced price apartment, and we'll almost give it to you on a silver platter. New York City, the business model is broken. People aren't returning to New York, even as people are getting better and the pandemic is getting more under control. So I think New York, I don't know, I sure wouldn't want to own real estate in Midtown Manhattan.
You mentioned that we need a different kind of Republican running for governor. And I'll ask a question on behalf of all of our listeners. What would it take to get you to run for governor in New York?
20 more years of my life. Here's the thing. What people forget about is that in 2020, we're all so fizzled around about who ran for president and who won the presidency and now who's going to get impeached for running for office. Look at what happened around the nation, and particularly in state houses. People running on Trump's policies won overwhelmingly in every state of the union, in governor's mansions, in the state legislatures, in the state houses. And guess who's going to do all the redistricting based on the 2020 census? It's all those Republican state houses. And the Republicans who won are young. They're vibrant. They're Hispanic. They're black. They're women. They're veterans. It's a whole new breed. But they're running on Donald Trump's policies. It's just they're running without Donald Trump's divisiveness. And I speak from personal experience. My daughter, as you know, ran in a Democrat district in Sarasota, Florida, and she won by 10 points. She ran on conservative principles, you know, low taxes, less government, and she won overwhelmingly. And that's because the country isn't nuts. The country doesn't really want to defund the police. The country really doesn't want to have an authoritarian dictatorship in Washington telling them exactly what to do and when to put the mask on and when to put the mask off and where to walk and what to do and what to say. You know, the country doesn't want to cancel the culture. And yet Washington and our culture leaders, they all seem to be in on a very different system of government than the rest of us want.
KT McFarland, author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. KT, have a wonderful holiday weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. That's it for the Saturday morning update. Stay with us throughout the day for updates on the ice storm in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. Garden Sense follows the 8 o'clock news.
The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is still at the lowest level in 50 years. I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and it's now more important than ever to work with a friend you can trust. As a mortgage broker and lender, we can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or Cornerstone will pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions do apply, but call now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or online at cornerstonefirst.com. Listen, these rates will not be this low forever. And when the pandemic is over, it's the housing industry that will bring the people out of this and bring the economy back. Do yourself a favor and call the only company that delivers what it promises, not some window rate with a bunch of points attached. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
Visit the all-new BMW of Rockville Sales and Service Center at 1450 Rockville Pike with the area's largest selection of new and certified pre-owned BMWs. Now, 50 service bays, Isetta Cafe, a fleet of 100 courtesy vehicles, and will service your BMW no matter where it was purchased. Online at BMWRockville.com. Sales open Sunday, noon to 5. Exceptional offers available through BMW Financial Services.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station.